There are a whole host of songs with Moon in the title, right, Steve?
Like Moon River.
Right, Moon Shadow.
There's Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd.
Moon Glow. Blue Moon, Dancing in the Moonlight. There are lots of these. You get the idea. But tomorrow, there's going to be a lunar event to really sing about. For the first time in 152 years, a supermoon, a blue moon, and a total lunar eclipse will coincide. And joining us to discuss the celestial trifecta is Brendan Mullen. He's an astrophysicist and assistant professor of physics at Point Park University. Brendan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So it seems hard to believe that an event like this hasn't happened in over a century. Why is that?
Well, I mean, I think of it this way. I'm struggling to become an adult right now, and so I find myself with a lot of chores to schedule out. And I'm looking at my calendar, and I'm trying to schedule out, okay, I'm going to cook every couple of days or every day. I'm going to clean up my house every few weeks, maybe take care of some major housework, some major repairs a few times a year, and then do things for the car, maybe like gas up the car once a month. So I'm trying to schedule all these out. And what I find is if I kind of go through my calendar app, eventually I'll find a day where everything piles up on the same day. And that's true of these lunar phenomena too. They just happen on longer timescales than all the stuff that I'm trying to do.
Right. So tell us, what is the difference between a supermoon, a blue moon, and a blood moon? We hear all of those things kind of thrown about.
Yeah. I have to confess, I never heard the term until this year. And the first time I heard it, I thought it was some sort of like rich New England person joke. Like, oh, the Newport moon. but the supermoon is when you've got a full moon and it's closest in its orbit. The moon orbits around the Earth. Its orbit is slightly elliptical. It's mostly circular, but it's kind of shaped like an oval too. So sometimes the moon is a little bit closer to the Earth than other times, and supermoon is just when it's in the full phase while at its closest point, or perigee. Blue moon is when you have the second full moon of the month, and the moon, it orbits around the Earth about once a month, but it's not exact. So every once in a while you'll get a blue moon, once every 3 years or so, depending on where you are. And then the blood moon, like you said, was a total lunar eclipse, and waiting for all these things to coincide just took a lot of time, and here we are.
Brendan, is there any concern that you might have that because of this event, we're going to hear that Bonnie Tyler song a lot more again, like we were hearing? Because it seems like there have been a lot of lunar events lately. Is there something going on in the universe that explains some of these lunar events we're seeing?
Yeah, first of all, I have to say I'm kind of disappointed that you didn't mention Bad Moon Rising.
Oh, that was a good one, you're right.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Got a lot of CCR. So it's actually, it's surprisingly complicated from a geometric perspective. You have to take this like abstract three-dimensional view of our local corner of the universe. So imagine the Earth. Imagine the moon, it's orbiting around the Earth. Its orbit is slightly elliptical. The Earth is not the center of that ellipse. It's a little bit off to the side, but you can imagine it kind of being close to the center. The moon, its orbit is tilted with respect to the rest of the solar system. So you've got to throw that into the mix. And all the while, the Earth, which is itself a sphere that's rotating around its own axis, is orbiting with the moon around the sun. So you've got all these effects that add up, and they all have different time frames involved in how often they repeat themselves. So again, we just happen to be lucky right now.
So tell us, when is the best time to view this moon, and what is it going to look like exactly? What are we watching for?
Well, I'm sad to say that I can't see it from where I am, because the moon's going to set on the horizon before anything happens over here in the eastern time zone. But where you folks are, you're in for a treat. The moon is going to enter the innermost shadow of the Earth, the umbra, at about a little bit before 5 a.m., so around 4:50, 4:48 or so. And it's going to exit a little bit after 8 a.m. That's going to be after the moon sets on your horizon. But in between then, at about 6:30 in the morning, that's when the midpoint of totality is. And there, you'll see the moon take on this lurid, almost bloody red glow to it. It's really quite interesting. And it changes every single time you have a blue moon. So who knows what yours is going to look like.
That is going to be really cool. We're here that early in the morning, Steve, so we will definitely yes. check it out. All right, Brendan Mullen is an astrophysicist and assistant professor of physics at Point Park University. Brendan, thanks so much for joining us to talk about this.
Thank you.